Right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. bit of a wild weekend trying to get back home from Florida. Some awful storm hanging over DC, and so, like, when I should have gotten home at, like, 6 p.m., I got home at 11:30 at night, which is absolutely horrible, so I am, like, struggling today, but we're here.
Should I spoil it now or later?
Spoil?
We're gonna be together, Girls with Fun reunion, later this week, so you have quite the busy travel week.
Yes. Yes, we are. I will be traveling to you, and yeah. Have I driven this far before by myself? I don't think I have, so pray for me.
I have faith in you.
I don't think it'll be that bad, but...
The hardest part will be getting out of DC, and then you'll be fine.
Do I have to go through DC? I'm hoping I don't have to do that.
Probably not from where you are. You can probably skirt around and avoid.
Okay. Yeah, so looking forward to that. So we can hang out. I can visit your city that I have never been before, so I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Alexa, play My City. Or Ma City with an A. Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited to show you around Pittsburgh. I just hope the weather's good, but we shall see.
Yes. Should be good this weekend, from what I looked. Shouldn't be awful with that, like, random surge of heat
last weekend. I know, it was wild. I'm always like, I would love to go to Arizona, or, like, California, or New Mexico, or, like, you know, Southwest desert. Vibes, yeah. And then it like hits 80 and I'm like, oh, it's too hot for me to go outside, so like I don't know objectively what I'm thinking when it routinely gets way hotter than that there.
I was like, man, glad I missed that 90 something degree weather in Virginia, but I was in Florida, so it was already 90 degrees anyway, so I didn't miss anything. It was exactly the same.
Welcome to your friendly neighborhood meteorological podcast.
What are we going to start off with this week?
I mean, I think the big news is the proof of inspiration. I honestly can't even remember if we mentioned it in our last episode. I have no excuse. I just can't remember.
I don't think it was out yet.
So. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think when we recorded it, it wasn't out yet, if I'm correct.
But yes, we now have all 7 proof of inspirations, and basically, I mean, probably everyone listening knows, otherwise why are you listening to this, but each member released like a 1 to 1.5 minute video explaining kind of why they chose each of the 2 songs that they chose for the anthology album. And, I mean, do you want to run through the list since you sent me the tweet of who chose what and what order?
Yeah. So, we started off with Tay, and he picked 0 o'clock in Singularity. And then we had Jin, who chose Moon, and Jamie Vu. We had Jimin, who chose Filter and Friends. JK, who chose Euphoria and Dimple. Namjoon, who chose Persona and Stay. Yoongi, who chose Cypher Part 3 and Seesaw. And J-Hope, who chose Ego and Her.
So, taking a step back, what did you think of the videos overall? Were there any in particular that really jumped out at you? Were any selections or rationales you found interesting? Or kind of like, where are you at mentally now that we have all 7?
Well, I thought it was really cool. I didn't know what proof of inspiration was going to be exactly. So I was happy to see that it was them sharing with us who chose what tracks. I think we knew that they chose certain tracks, but we weren't sure who chose what and why. So I was happy to get this explanation and to also get to hear their perspective on the tracks and I guess what they mean to them. Particularly, I was thinking of the thoughts that Namjoon and Hobi shared. I feel like they were really personal. I mean, the others had really personal things too, but I just found those two in particular like very interesting, and them talking about like the different sides of themselves. And I guess I just always really appreciate how honest BTS are. Not saying that other artists aren't, but I'm just grateful that they can feel comfortable enough with us to share insecurities or I don't know, just really vulnerable moments with us and be really honest about how they feel about maybe having to put on like different sides of them that either they do want to show or don't want to show or not really sure how to show those things. I feel like Jimin was also saying saying some of the same things. So I don't know, I'm just really thankful for them for making these selections and sharing their thoughts about it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, for the most part, they were all really philosophical and sharing really personal things. Like, a lot of this discussion of, like, who is me the person versus me the performer, it's interesting to me that they're still having these conversations in 2022. But how do you separate that? Like, I think, for example, Tae was talking about the difference between, like, Kim Taehyung and, like, V. And he was trying to keep them really separate, and now he says they're one and the same. But I guess the implication was, like, they still kind of exist as separate people, and Namjoon was kind of talking about the same thing. I felt like Jin's was really emotional as well. I don't remember any specific phrase that, like, jumped out at me, but I remember thinking that that was kind of... I really appreciated his in particular, because I know that he's, like, smart and sweet and all these things, but he does lean into, like, the funny guy persona sometimes, so it was nice to see, like, a different side of Jin. In retrospect, I was kind of being dumb, because when Jimin's video came out, so Jimin was the third video, I was like, wow, like, look at, like, this Polaroid style, like, Jimin's known for taking Polaroids, like, talking to my coworker, which, like, he is, right? Like, I remember them talking about that, but it all kind of had, like, a really kind of grainy aesthetic or, like, Polaroid behind-the-scenes vibe, and I don't know if they were going for something more intimate, but it took me, like, 3 videos, and then all the rest, I was like, these are all done in the same style, like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, your coworker definitely thinks you're dumb, but she's too nice to say anything. But, yeah, I just found them all really sweet. Seeing Namjoon at that site in Vegas, I forgot the name of it, like, it wasn't Wonders.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But, like, the colorful stone towers. I was wondering if the day that he posted that on Instagram was the day that... I don't want to say this was filmed, because it was, like, a compilation of pictures, but if they used some of the footage from that day. But it was fun to see people identifying the different art throughout the videos. I was kind of having, like, flashbacks to some of the documentaries with JK's video. Particularly because he said something along the lines, and I don't remember which documentary it was because my memory is absolutely trash at this point. But he was saying how, like, Bangtan basically raised him and his personality is, like, bits and pieces of, like, all the members.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up. I didn't really think too much about it, but he does say that often. About the members and then, I don't know, I guess essentially raising him and then being like a part of him, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is interesting. I'll have to go back and rewatch that again.
I guess all of them make sense to me. I was like pterodactyl screeching when Yugi was explaining like Seesaw. I mean, I knew it was on because we already had the track list, right? But
yeah,
just again, talking with my coworker and just thinking about Seesaw and Yugi choosing to put Seesaw on this anthology album, I was like, yes, okay, I accept. I think another one, I mean, I love all these tracks, honestly. I think they're all good choices. I was surprised to see Moon. I love Moon, but I'm happy to know that Jin also loves Moon. So, like, I see you, bro. I see you. How about you?
Yeah, I thought it was cool, Yugi talking about how he picked, like, two polar opposite songs. And, like, I guess showcasing how they work well with each other amongst this album, so I thought that was pretty cool. And it definitely shows two different sides of himself, proving his artistic abilities.
It is funny, actually, that you mentioned that really quickly, because Yugi's kind of reads like an infomercial, like he's in his LinkedIn era in the best possible way, but like part of that threw me was how much it sounded like a Psy song, and now he's explicitly choosing tracks that he sees at like opposite ends of the spectrum of their discography, and so he's just like, look at what I can do, look at my like diversity, like, you know, look at my production chops, and like, yeah,
that's exactly why I thought that was pretty cool. It just shows his skills as a producer. I also thought it was interesting what Hobi said about her, and that he was like, it's really just a love song, but he was talking about how the fans interpret it differently, and it just got me thinking about, I guess, the many interpretations you see of songs on the internet, or, you know, on Twitter or whatever, and, you know, fans kind of coming up with their own theories about their music, but BTS could have written it for an entirely different purpose, or maybe not entirely different, but they didn't think of it in the same way that we did. So seeing different interpretations of their work is interesting, and it's got me thinking about what things have I thought were interpretation, like their interpretation of their works, but actually it was like fan interpretation. Like,
it's funny because he was like, that's valid, but he's also like, but that's not what it was about. Like, he was so diplomatic, but it was just a little bit funny.
Yeah,
I was also spiraling a bit, right? Because I remember us like, I don't even know if it was on the pod or like, I don't remember, but discussing like the lyrics of her, and like, we're like, what is this? You know, so for him to be like, yeah, it's a love song, like, I'm not really going to wade into this, but there were a lot of opinions, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I don't have emotional damage, but remembering them being on Ellen or whatever, just spiraling a little bit. Imagine you're the person that her was written about. How would you feel? That's all I'm going to say. Or people. Maybe it's not one specific person, but still.
A lot of the songs, I'm like, people are like, yeah, it's about Army. I'm like, all right.
buffering okay. Sound.
Okay, you can say that. I don't know how many times I'm going to believe that, but okay.
Where did this come from? Yeah. I can't stay here. I can't sit here. I will not be sleeping. It will be 1 a.m. and I'll just be staring at my ceiling, thinking about the lyrics to her and spiraling. So, yeah, Anything else about the proof videos you wanted to talk about? I mean, to be honest, when it ended, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday that it ended, because we're recording Monday. Today was so sad to, like, not have something drop, so I kind of already got into the habit of, like, 11 a.m., let's go, so I'm ready for the next thing.
I was thinking someone really likes Tay, and it's Namjoon, so that was confirmed. Not saying that it's, like, bad or anything, but just that, like, they did it on the last tour as well.
I guess I was having, like, a... what is it? Namcube moment. Because I was, like, seeing people's tweets that Jungkook chose Dimple. Which, like, Dimple actually has nothing really to do with Namjoon, other than, like, Namjoon has mad dimples. But I was seeing people tweet about it, and then, like, Namjoon chose Stay, which in my head is a JK track, because I remember them talking so much about, like, JK producing the track. But, like, Jin and RM also have production credits, so it wasn't really... We can cut this. I don't want to tell anyone not to have their, like, Namcook moment, but, like, it was, like, it's not actually that cut and dry.
It's the videos he posted on Twitter of him, like, in the studio making it, right? Didn't they post that, like, silent video, and he was, like, dancing and, like, throwing the papers to the song? Pretty sure that was Stay.
Maybe. I completely forgot about that. I'll have to go back and look. That's maybe like that's why I thought it, I think of it as like a JK track.
I was happy to see Jamevu on there. I love Jamevu. Jamevu gets some nasty things said about her on the internet, so I was happy to see that. Chose Jamevu. Jamevu enthusiasts, we rise. I was hoping that they were going to talk about the CD portion and who picked what for that. So I was kind of disappointed that that wasn't included, because there was a lot of back and forth about that.
That's true.
Some members. So I wanted to hear what was chosen so we can get some confirmations for that.
I think we were even talking about who chose what, hypothesizing, so.
We were. I wanted to shut some solos down, so I was hoping that we would get some confirmations about that, but oh well.
Maybe in some future comeback materials.
Yeah. So, next up, I had it here, now I lost it. I think we get concept photos.
Yeah, concept photos. 27, 28 for us. So that is Friday and Saturday. Oh, we will be together.
Nice.
Oh, man. I guess maybe not yet on Friday.
Friday and Saturday, and then right after we get more. Door.
Oh, that's true. Proof and Door. Right?
And then there's something with question marks? What's the question marks?
The million-dollar question, quite literally.
Hmm. An MV teaser, so. Yeah. Well?
Not me, like, choking and having to gulp, like, let me clear my throat.
Exactly. Looking forward to these concept photos. What do you think it's going to be like? Do you think the song's going to be kind of a chill song, or it's going to be dance track? What are you thinking?
Oh, the track? I was stuck on photo concepts. I don't know what the track is going to be, because again, as Yoongi highlighted in his Proof of Inspiration video, like, their, and we've talked about it a million times too, their repertoire is so broad. I'm hoping for That's what I'm always hoping for. I'm hoping for a strong bass and something like a tiny bit flubby. There was just an announcement. I want like bass that's rattling my teeth and my tiny Honda Fit. That's what I want. What are you predicting, or what do you want?
I don't know, because this is the one that has most beautiful moment in life elements, right?
That's true.
So I'm like, are we gonna get another like I Need You or Run type song?
I would be so good with that too.
They were talking about hip hop tracks before. So are we gonna get another hip hop track? I don't know, I'm good with it either way.
Let me ask you a similar question, aka where my brain went. You were asking about music and I was stuck on concept photos. What do you think the like concepts are gonna be?
I don't know, because the little proof yet to come thing is like really soft. These like various blues. So I don't know. I'm like, will it be a little making me like all white? I don't know. You know, something kind of mysterious. A little sad. I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, what does this blue say to me?
That would be a good way to mix it up, honestly. Because I'm trying to think back their last couple of concepts. Like, Permission to Dance was like, I don't know, was Permission to Dance somewhat thirsty? It was definitely, like, cowboy-esque Bong Tom, but I don't know if you can call the Jutes thirsty, so I'm kind of, like, on the fence about that.
The teasers definitely had handcuffs involved, so, I mean, take that how you want.
I know. Well, then I was thinking about Butter, and I was like, Butter was definitely thirsty, right?
Oh, I'm talking about Butter, yes.
But,
what were the teasers for Permission to Dance? Did we get teasers? Or they were just, like, music video? I can't remember.
I don't know if they, like, separated them. They do kind of blur together, actually.
They're but like when I think about, like, cars and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I see we get two concept photos, right? Or two batches, right? We have Proof and we have Door. So I'm going to say one is going to be cute and soft and boyfriendy, and one is going to be very thirsty because Bangtan never lets us rest, and they want us to know that they're like grown adults. So,
yeah, are they gonna be like walking through the BTS doors? The logo for the door one.
I'm actually like thinking about this now, in the MV. I'm just like, I'm not prepared. It would be cool if they brought back their old outfits from the most beautiful moment in life. I think we were talking about Mayoongi before, but, like, all of them, and somehow, like, flipped it on its head and made it, like, either updated or inverse of, like, them looking in a mirror or, like, through a portal somehow, and it's, like, them from 2015 and them in 2022. Like, my brain would melt, but it would be cool. I need to go breathe into a paper bag for a minute.
What next? So, I received my 2021 Mustard DVD. Perks of spending an extra $10 so that I could get it early.
Living your best life.
Anyway, so I figured we could do a live unboxing, because I have mentioned several times on this podcast about how I pull Namjoon every single time. So I want to want to get a live reaction if in the event that I do actually pull Namjoon, or if I pull someone else. This is me assuming that it's not OT7 stuff, like I know they've done in the past, that it is actually going to be a solo member card in here.
Watching you with these scissors is killing me. Also, it's very shiny. I don't know if we want to, like, verbally describe for people.
It is purple. I have the regular version. I do not have the Blu-ray version. So I don't know if it's any different, but that's that.
It's super iridescent.
Yes. You can't see. I'm showing you specifically. Yeah, no, the people listening cannot. All right.
I'm, like, just drooling and, like,
so, happiness, place your bets.
Envy.
I won't hear what your bets are, but place your bets.
I mean, the standing odds are pretty good. If this was the Kentucky Derby, we know who, like, the winner is. Or who the favorite is, I should say.
Alright.
I'll mix it up and say Suga, though.
Alright. Dreaming while opening. These are postcards. I'm assuming all members are in here.
Are those iridescent too?
They kind of are. I don't know.
I couldn't tell if it was the shiny plastic or like the postcards themselves were shiny.
I think they are. I will open to confirm. There seems to be a rainbow-esque light about them. ASMR.
Count on your mic to, like, pick up every crackle sound. It adds a certain je ne sais quoi for this part. Ooh, handsome.
It is. Here it is. Oh my god. Platinum everybody.
All I do is suffer. I never ask to.
Why was everybody blonde?
Can I see them? Will you show me? I know other people can't see them, but I'm really...
All right.
Ooh, yeah, June's I saw June.
June's blonde. Suga is blonde.
Stop! Platinum Hoseok. Platinum Hoseok specifically needs to leave me alone. Okay.
Black hair. Jimin.
Jimin and Tae have brown hair. Trapagoth, Jungkook. Oh my god. Obsessed. Is that the first time we saw all his tats? I think we were talking about this last time, or maybe separately. Unclear.
I don't know if that was the first time, but it was definitely, like, in 4K. 4K HD.
I just remember in the suit season 1, that guy was wearing long sleeves the whole summer, and I was like, yeah, we're never gonna see his arm again, and then me, 1 year later, completely eating my words as we see his tattoos in 4K, as he said.
Exactly. So, I got a photo stand.
Cute. I never really know what to do with those. Like, they're cute, but...
I'm, like, trying to spruce up my bookshelf, and I have relocated books elsewhere so that I can make this an entirely BTS bookshelf.
Bangtan so, over literacy.
I wish I was crafty. I mean, they're in a different bookshelf, just not that one. Gosh. Over literacy, that's crazy. I wish I had like an aesthetically pleasing bookshelf like some army on TikTok do. I don't know how people come up with that stuff, but we're here. So pulling out
the I don't know why I'm blushing and like my cheeks are warm just watching you unbox yours.
Pulling out the DVD, it's slipping and sliding out, so that's not good packaging.
That's a no from you.
Why is it sliding out like that? Forget it. Now it's falling everywhere.
So while that falls apart, I went to Weaver's shop to quickly look at, see when mine is coming, and it's still forever. But they're doing, like, these logo statues, and they're like, get popular cities from around the world. And the only two cities that I am seeing, at least right now, are Seoul and Los Angeles. As though those are the only two cities.
That's funny. All right, we have the photo book. the defining moment. We're here.
Where is that photo card? There's nothing like that paper and ink smell. Oh no.
It's a platinum homie. God has smiled upon me. Will you pull your bias? Woo!
I think I screamed louder than you screamed. Oh my
god. This is adorable. Oh my god.
Wait, hold it up again so I can see it. Oh my gosh.
That's so cute.
I'm almost, I feel like you need to put that one in like a hardcore plastic sleeve or like a frame and be like, the time I got my bias platinum hair.
I almost wish it was Nelju, just for the laughs. It just would have been funny.
Like, 4 months from now when mine arrives, I will do the same thing. I'll record on the pod and I'll open. It won't be as funny as you, because I get more of a mix, but...
Alright.
I think we've talked about this a million and one times, and, like, I'm always happy, no matter who I pull. But there is something super special about, like, getting your bias, especially after a long time. So it's not, like, for the laughs, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I would have been happy with whoever. I really don't, because, like I said, I pull Namjoon every single time, so I don't have as much as the other members, so I'm always excited when, I'm excited whenever. Like, I'm also excited when I get his. But it's just funny. It's his love letters to me, actually. Sorry, y'all.
And I'm like, welcome home, cheater. I'm totally kidding, guys. That's a joke.
I need to break it to you. So, there's that. Anything else? There's definitely stuff going on, but we're on BTS lockdown, so we're not discussing
it. I've, like, barely been on Twitter lately. And it's been so good for my mental health. But I made the mistake of logging into Twitter this morning. And there was certain things going on, supposedly, with Tay. And I'm like, immediately, no. I've seen what I needed to see. Like, I was like, back off so quick. So I've kind of been missing the news. But that also means I'm like missing the drama. But I do think things are a little bit quiet right now because we're on lockdown lock.
Yeah. I just don't have the time to entertain this one. Like, I think we've talked about dating scandals on here before, but it's just like, this is just so silly. Hives got their hands in something else. A little bit more wild right now. And I think we've said this before plenty of times, but like, at some point, BTS are going to start dating, so like, this is just a reality people are going to have to accept and get over it, and I think we should just mind our business, because it's really not, like, it's not that important.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was trying to allude to this morning in our group chat, and I wasn't verbalizing it well, but, like, it's gonna happen, right? So, like, why are we still here, like, freaking out? We, the fandom, not we, you and me, or we, our listeners, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, as far as, like, the other scandal, I haven't been following it that closely, so I can't really weigh in, but some people were saying that this dating scandal is to, like, cover up for that, and I'm like, I cannot buy into that for the sole reason of, like, why would you sacrifice one of your core money makers for, like, the sake of some new group? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just does not make financial sense. Like, if Star Star Star, and we can cut this if you think people will take it out of context, but if that were true, and if I were Tay, if my company set me up to, like, cover up for someone else after I built them into what they were, I would sell off all my shares sit on my pile of money and, like, watch the world burn. Like, you're on your own. Like, I'm done. I'm out. We did kind of get a late start, though, so maybe we should wrap.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next week.
See you next time. Bye.